is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Again, our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you this morning. Again, the numbers, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. You can find Klaus Financial online, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information, by the way, up on the website. You can learn a little bit more about the different divisions of Klaus Financial. You can also find some of the previous shows, actually all of the shows' previous podcasts. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It is a fantastic weekly note of what's going on, a little snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Again, you get it once a week in your inbox. Just get to klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A couple of things also to keep in mind. As we mentioned, the website, their telephone number, Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you have questions, of course, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Joining us this morning is Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. Malia, how are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing real well. We got a lot of stuff to get to. I mentioned the telephone number, 442-5637 for Klaus Financial. Let's really quickly, one of the things, of course, we do on this show is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Got a great prize this week, a $25 gift card for Lowe's. Let's really quickly look back, and one of the really cool things we've been doing, looking back on the previous week and then getting not only the question, but the answer to last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week.
Yes. Well, first of all, thanks for everyone listening last week. You know, today is a nice day. I don't know how many people will be listening, but we're happy to have you call in and listen to our question every day, every week. Last week, we'd like to congratulate Jim from Oregon. He was our winner. And the question last week was, when discussing Social Security, what do the letters FRA stand for? And they actually stand for full retirement age. So again, congratulations to Jim, and thanks for listening.
And we'll have a chance for you to win as well later this morning on Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Just listen closely to this program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question Week comes up in the program. Again, the website for Klaus Financial, klausfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. Got a lot of stuff to get to this morning, but we always encourage people to call right at the start of the program. Get on with your questions. Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial would love to answer them for you. As a matter of fact, Chris took the time to check in this morning. Chris, welcome to the program. Thank you for calling nice and early. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial.
Thanks for taking the call.
Good morning.
I had a question about asset allocation at the time of retirement. I'm 47, so I'm starting to work towards that horizon in my retirement planning. And I was wondering what your opinion was about asset allocation and the inclusion of Social Security as sort of a bond type of instrument. Jack Bogle, Vanguard founder, believes that people are underfunded in equities at the time of retirement. What's your thoughts on that? I'm not sure if you know about Bogle's view on that.
Well, I am familiar with that. One thing I would say is that, you know, I didn't know which way you were going to go with the Social Security concept, but in this case, you know, looking at your asset allocation at 47 and figuring when you might actually retire is really the bigger question for us. So we are seeing more and more people wanting to retire sooner. So if you are looking at age 55, for example, as a retirement, you know, with an eight-year horizon, that's going to shift the way in which we suggest you do an asset allocation. We do assume there will be Social Security for you. So with that thought of it being actually considered a bond portion of your portfolio, that would allow you to, you know, perhaps think about more equity exposure. If you're looking at a traditional retirement at age 65, we would be suggesting that you're probably a little heavier in your equity exposure, period. But again, as we say over and over again on this show, there's a lot of other factors that you know, come into play here. So I don't disagree with that concept, but I do think, again, it depends on, are we looking at a future pension for you? Because that could also play a role into some safety into your asset allocation.
Fantastic question, Chris. Thank you so much for calling. That clears open a line for you. If you have some questions, our number is here at the station, 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Klaas Financial online, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Or if you have questions, of course, you can call us right now. Get on the air. Our number is 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Our retirement planning professionals, C.J. Klaas and Malia Cuevas, would love to answer those questions for you right now. Before we get rolling on the topic today, let's talk a little bit about Klaas Financial. I think sometimes, and I think Chris may have touched on this a little bit as well, they say, okay, what exactly, when it comes to Klaas Financial, what do you guys do? And I think that's sometimes people go, yeah, I love the idea of planning for retirement, but what exactly does Klaas Financial do? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Klaas Financial has been in business for 42 years. We actually began down in Illinois, and we've had an office up here in kind of southern Wisconsin region for the last 15, 16 years or so. And our specialty is helping people plan and invest for retirement. And I should say people or businesses. We also help businesses with 401ks, 403bs. So this could come in the form of just consulting with people on an hourly basis as they prepare for retirement and are trying to figure out when to draw Social Security, or as Chris was asking, how much stock should I have inside of my portfolio as I enter retirement. This could come in the form of evaluating pensions or just in the form of investment fiduciary advice inside of a 401k plan. In some cases, it comes in the form of us actually managing assets on a fee basis for clients, but it can be either way. As a matter of fact, we have a saying inside of our office, which is not everybody needs a money manager, but everybody, in our humble opinions, needs a financial advisor or financial coach. Because unfortunately, the world of IRS rules, of Social Security, of Medicare, of health insurance, and long-term care, on and on and on, is overly complicated for the average person to have nobody giving advice on. So what is a financial advisor? Really think of the financial advisor as the coach of a football team, mm-hmm. right? So your financial advisor may not be the best running back or quarterback or outside receiver, but they're really good at understanding everybody's role on the field mm-hmm. and of putting together or assembling a really great team. So of course, who are those team members? Well, in a financial sense, your financial team members would be your estate planning attorney, your accountant, which indicates kind of or hits taxes, mm-hmm. your insurance agent, your investment advisor, and maybe your banker. So those would be kind of the core players. Now, there are a few others. I've had people say, what about this? What about that? Certainly. But those are your top four or five core elements of financial players on your team. And the question is, who's coordinating their care for you? Right? Mm-hmm. And that should be the job of your financial advisor. Now, I will just warn everybody, and I'd actually be interested if people have any horror stories on this. Everybody calls themselves a financial advisor nowadays. Everybody. Insurance agents are starting to call themselves financial advisors, and they don't even have a 65 securities license. They're just selling insurance. Accountants are. Attorneys sometimes call themselves financial counselors. So it becomes really tricky to go, well, I get that role, but I just don't know who actually plays that role. And so we try to be really good in this area to say, we don't just call ourselves financial coaches. We actually built a business out of being coaches. So it is important to dig into the weeds on that one.
He is C.J. Klaas, also joined by Malia Cuevas this morning. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Telephone numbers here at station 321-1310. You can also give us a call toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Klaas Financial online, their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com, and their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Or give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air with your question at 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. And I mentioned the telephone number, and one of the really cool things at Klaas Financial is when you pick up the phone and give you guys a call at Klaas Financial, you guys don't charge anything for that initial appointment, do you?
No, we don't. Yeah, so we call it the kick of the tires. You mention it occasionally, Sean. So the ability for you to kick the tires. I will tell everybody, truthfully, it's our ability to kick your tires as well. We do not want misalignment. We do not want somebody looking for a broker and they come in and talk to an advisor. We don't want somebody looking for an estate plan and they come in to us. So it's the opportunity for you to see who we are, how we operate, and furthermore, it's the opportunity for us to kind of go, ooh, yeah, I don't think we're going to be aligned here. You know, go talk to so-and-so.
What are some of the questions people should have in mind then? So if I pick up the phone, give you guys a call, and want to get to know you, some things that that we should be discussing, or some of, you know, what's kind of, how should that conversation go?
We're good at driving this. So,
okay.
Right. So after 42 years of being in business, we found out there's some core questions people ask right up front. Mm-hmm. How do you get paid? What should I bring to the first meeting? And what's the map to your office? Right. So we're really good at this. We tell people when they call in, here's what you should expect out of the first meeting. There is no cost. Here's what you need to bring to that meeting so we can give you good advice, so on and so forth.
Fantastic. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Hold on to that telephone number as well. A little bit later in the program, we'll have the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for Lowe's. And again, as we point out, no cost for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we're joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, we can get you on the air. You can give us a call right now here at the station. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. So when we talk with you guys on a weekly basis and get to know you guys, and obviously quite a few years we've been doing this program, let's talk a little bit about how you guys work with clients and not only saving for and planning for retirement, but also maximizing those savings. Those are important aspects as well of what you guys do at Kloss Financial.
Absolutely. I think really our goal is to try to keep people on track. Mm-hmm. You know, people have good intentions. As CJ said, people basically can follow a lot of what they should be doing. It's just a question of, you know, keeping them on track to do it. And so that really comes into play with their work, with their retirement plans at work, mm-hmm. making sure that you're making them work and doing all that you can do to as we say, fill up the coffers so that when you go to retirement, you have plenty of money sitting there. So many people don't know what they have, and so that's our first question when we sit down with people is what's available to you at work? Most people, we assume, have at least a 401k, possibly a 403b, depending on the type of organization they work for, possibly a 457. Each of those different types of retirement plans allow for you to put away money for yourself, and in many cases, you may have an employer who matches that. You may be under 50 years old, so you may be restrained in how much you can put in there, which this year in 2018 is $18,000 into a 401k or 403b. If you're over 50, $18,500. If you're over 50, you can put in an additional $6,000. So we are always tracking to see how far along any given year, how much have you put in, what's your employer adding in, and where you're at with your overall plan. So, again, we want to maximize contributions. If you don't have any retirement plan at work, perhaps you have an IRA that you've been feeding every single year. So, again, we just want to maximize where we can because we're going to look at, you know, reducing your taxable income because this would be pre-tax contributions. But perhaps you're of age or we are looking at your future retirement, as we've spoken of on previous shows, that you need to be considering a Roth contribution into a Roth 401k, perhaps, or Roth IRA. We look at if there's a match to your contribution. Now, this is the one thing that CJ and I price, you know, stomp on the most on this show. And I've heard it again recently. I just try not to cringe is when someone says, well, I don't believe in putting my money in my employer's plan. And I say, so they're not offering you a match? And they say, well, yeah, but I don't care about that. Okay, folks, this is free money. We do not want to give away free money. Please at least get your match, which means if they match you 3%, you put in 3%. It's pretty simple. We spend a lot of time asking people about, you know, where they're going to retire and what it's going to take to retire at that point. So if they're going to retire somewhere where it's expensive, what types of investments do they have in their retirement plan that are going to afford them to do that? Also looking at if they're going to have a pension. For many of our clients, they do have pensions. How is that going to help them achieve their future retirement goals? So a lot of things we're covering, ultimately trying to figure out how to make your future retirement dreams possible.
So as Malia's talking here, I was thinking about a client situation that came up that I think could speak to a lot of people out there, which is, hey, we're trying to save, we being husband, wife, couple, trying to save for retirement. Maybe husband is covered or wife is covered by a corporate retirement plan, but the other spouse is not. They're at a small employer or self-employed. And as they go to talk to their accountant at the end of the year, they find out they can't make more of a contribution for the spouse that's not covered by an employer plan because of income limitations, so on and so forth. So it can be really frustrating when you either work on your own or with a small employer around how do I figure out what kind of a retirement account I should set up that doesn't limit me. And so just know this is part of the reason we actually play in the corporate retirement plan space, where we actually have a team that works with 401ks, simple IRAs, SEP IRAs, 403bs. Because if your employer, meaning either you or your small employer, don't offer a corporate retirement plan of some sorts, it can really limit your ability to save for retirement, like significantly. And so, believe it or not, some people go, where do you get some of your new business? I go, our clients whose companies don't have the plans that they need. And then we just go in and consult with them and say, do you realize that by not at least offering this, you're limiting your employees? And of course, they go, well, those plans are expensive. And I go, actually, a simple IRA is like dirt cheap. It doesn't cost the company anything. So, you know, there's just sometimes it's an education process, not only to the end consumer couple that we're meeting with, but then sometimes we swim upstream to their employer and help them become a better employer to their employees.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. You can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you meeting appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ. We'll also have the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss here on air. And of course, if you've got questions, got time for maybe a call at 321-1310. Don't forget, as always, though, you can call Kloss Financial 442-5637. Not going to cost you anything for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, the telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up a little bit later in this segment, we will do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Lowe's. And we've been talking about different plans as far as and working with people about retirement planning and, of course, your guys' specialty. A lot of people have questions that when it comes to choices, when it comes to like a 401k, do we do a Roth? Do I do a traditional? What should I be doing? And of course, the big question is, how much can I or should I be putting away? How do you guys answer that question? Those questions.
Yeah, so we do. We have a lot of people who come in and they have questions around how much they should be saving or the Roth versus traditional. And it, actually, something we're running into now is that due to fears of taxes rising in the future, we sometimes will have people come in and just say, I'm only doing all Roth because I'd rather have tax-free growth than tax-deferred growth, which Malia and I certainly get this. But just very recently, I had a physician prospect come in, and he said, I just love the idea of tax-free growth and having tax-free money in retirement, so I'm doing all Roth. The problem is that he earned over $500,000 a year, and so he's on his top dollar all in paying about 45% in tax across the board. And so I just had to say to him, I get your desire to get tax-free growth, but I'd really rather you save some of that 45% now. And because my hope is that in the future when you get into retirement, your need for income won't be quite as high and you can pay a lower bracket. So it was a really interesting dialogue. But just be careful, please. People try to oversimplify this. They try to say it should be all Roth or all traditional, and it really depends upon your current bracket versus our expectation of your future bracket. So as Malia mentioned, in 2018, you can put $18,500 away if you're under the age of 50 into your 401k plan or 403b. If you're over the age of 50, there's called a $6,000 catch-up, which of course 18,500 plus $6,000 is $24,500 would be the max for somebody over the age of 50. This does not include your employer contributions. So sometimes people come in and have a little bit of a freak out moment because they go, oh, I put in $24,500, but I noticed my total contribution was actually $28,000. Am I going to get penalized? And they're missing that the employer was part of that total contribution for the year. The limits on IRA contributions remain at $5,500 if you're under the age of 50, or $6,500 if you're over the age of 50. And actually, it's kind of interesting. Kiplinger just released a figure in March of 2018 that Americans have stashed away $26.6 trillion in retirement savings.
Wow.
Which is a lot, $26.6 trillion. But what Malia and I would say is, yeah, but when we meet with the average person, nobody has come to us and said, I think I saved too much.
Yeah.
Most people are wishing they had saved
just
more.
Just Sean. Only
yeah.
Sean.
Yeah, maybe the only one. Again, I know one of the first shows we did together, I quoted Mr. Burns, and it's a great time to bring that one back around again, which is Mr. Burns tells Homer at one point, when Homer says, Mr. Burns, you're the richest guy I know, and Mr. Burns' response was, yes, but I trade it all for a little more.
So. That's exactly right. And by the way, people can't see this, but I see right behind Sean,
yes,
it has Homer Simpson. It says, dope!
Yes.
So he's a Simpsons fan.
Big fan here. But very great information. I think a lot of people, I think just about everybody says, a little bit more for sure. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their telephone number, 442-5637 at Kloss Financial. Again, that number, 442-5637. You're going to hold on to that number as well, because in just a moment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. The website for Kloss Financial, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a fantastic one, a $25 gift card for Lowe's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. As of March 2018, how many trillions of dollars have Americans stashed away into retirement savings? Again, the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Lowe's. Don't forget as well, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637, and online at KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care. Yeah. See you guys both. And Matt Kittle's in for Dan today. He's up next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.